I play Joanna, who is this high-powered, out-of-control career woman who runs this network, proceeds to have a breakdown. Her whole family's falling apart, and her husband takes her off to Stepford, the town of Stepford, for her to recover. And she goes because she wants to sort of salvage their marriage. And that's how the movie begins.
Hello, everyone! I'm Mrs. Wellington. Welcome to Stepford. I'm with Stepford Realty. We spoke on the phone. You must be Walter.
So nice to meet you, in person.
And the little ones.
I bet you're Pete.
Duh.
Pete.
And he's every bit as handsome as his dad.
Thank you.
And this must be Joanna. Electroshock.
But she's doing great.
Hello, little Energizer.
You ask a lot of men, and they do say, yeah, I would like my wife, I would like it to go back to, you know, the 19th century when women didn't really work and they didn't really have an opinion and it was all about me, you know? And a lot of men, when they answer that question, would you prefer your wife to exist completely for you, only for you, and not to have, if they answer it honestly, a lot of them say yes, which... I don't know if deep down they would really want it, but it certainly sounds sort of appealing to them, right?
I suppose I could be characterized as the Queen of Stepford. I organize all the events and kind of lead the women and have exercise classes and book clubs and 4th of July events, and I'm married to a man who I absolutely worship, who was played by Christopher Walken, and so we are the couple that they all aspire to be.
Well, we are all so thrilled to be here at the Stepford Book Club, I can't tell you. Now, I have just finished the third volume of Robert Caro's Life of Lyndon Johnson, and I am dying for the next installment.
Well,
that's all marvelous. But today we're going to discuss, well, it is probably the most important book any of us will ever read.
Oh.
Yes. It's provocative, but it's also inspiring. The Heritage Hills Special Edition Golden Deluxe Treasury of Christmas Keepsakes and Collectibles.
When I first thought about doing this movie, I thought it'd be great fun, a great ensemble of actors to work with. I thought the story was funny. Now I think it actually has resonance way beyond what I first thought of, because it's about materialism, it's about rampant consumption, it's about appearances. SUVs figure very highly. The color of someone's hair, their dress, how thin they are, how perfect their figure is. And when I think of what is being crammed into the mind of my daughter, I think there's nothing different. You know, I mean, our girls are being told that they should basically look a certain way and have a certain car and wear clothes with certain designer labels on them. And I think this movie, for all its fun and comedy, has also a very actually serious aspect as well.
Nicole Kidman, Matthew Broderick, Bette Midler, Christopher Walken, Faith Hill, John Lovitz, and Glenn Close.
It's time for some Stepford Square Dancing!
She was sparking, Walter.
She was dancing.
The Stepford Wives, the best thing to happen to men since the remote control.
Aren't robots cool?
Oh, yeah.